calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I had the wonderful blessing of a wonderful day today. My friend Chris came by. We didn't do one hike, we did two. The first hike we went to Johnson Woods, a place that you've been to, and went an unusual route. We decided to head this direction, that direction, and we went all over the place for a while. We're wondering, where are we? And it was great because we did a lot of up and down on the side of the mountain there. It was good. It was a great walk. And then went and got a burrito at a guy, a Mexican guy who I knew at a store, and he started his own place, and it's great, very good food. We got a couple of really, I mean, this is not Taco Bell. These are really good burritos. Went to another park, sat down, ate, and took another hike. Absolutely marvelous. And in the process, we had a lot of conversation all the way until a few minutes ago, just on the scripture, what it is to be a follower of Christ. It was marvelous to mutually encourage, to challenge, to review, and find the majesty of God together, two guys together. His hope is to take his daughter to Churchill Downs in 2 days, on Thursday, because he has got a connection and he got it arranged where he's going to be able to take her behind the scenes and look around and do things. Then he's going to go, the plan is to for him and his daughter to go to the Ark, whatever it's called, the mock-up of Noah's Ark there in Kentucky, in order to be able to give her some insight, again, of the majesty of the Lord. Because obviously, very few have any idea how to contend well on this, how to trust and believe that the Lord actually orchestrated this whole story. We talked about it today. I played the devil's advocate with him in order to challenge him, to prepare him. It was fun. We reviewed the story in Genesis, and it was marvelous. I also showed him a couple of videos from the dance of 2002 and 2003. Well, I showed him 2002, and it was marvelous to be able to share that. And also showed him a video of the lady I'm in love with. Oh, and one other thing. I showed him the video of my wife performing The Champion. It's a song he knew. That was a delight. And it was, oh, that's your wife, huh? Yes, that's my wife. And I love her. I also showed a bit of the song you sang while holding, the Nursery Rhyme song, while holding Jack. And after we did that, he said, okay, let's stop a moment and let's pray for Jack. Because he knows about Jack. And there is that clinging to 1 Corinthians 6:11. And not only do I cling to it, but my brother Chris and I prayed for that, for our son Jack today. Because I haven't given up on Jack. Just as I haven't given up on any of my kids, or my wife, or Jim Cross, Renda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. The Lord shows his mercy. I was going to give you a quick message because I'm so late tonight. But I want to tell you, the Lord shows his mercy. Chris has seen it. I'm sorry, it's long. In our drive today, one of the things we discussed is he has his own tragedy. His wife lives with him in the same house. They don't share a same bedroom. And she's all over him in criticism. But what I see in him is a maturing on how to love his wife and a striving to do so. He's a flawed man, just as I am. We're both striving to love our wives, even though our wives have denied the role that the Lord has set before them. His circumstances are different than mine. I don't know how well I would do in the circumstances he has. And he said today, I don't think I can handle the circumstances that I have. This was reminiscent of when Diana Painter twice told me that she thinks that what she's going through, that what I'm going through, is far easier to get through than what she's going through. Her husband died. I'm alive, Dorothy Jane. I'm alive. I'm very healthy for a 62-year-old. I walked somewhere around 10 miles today. It was nothing. I'm here. I'm available. And according to the scripture, I remain. Not according to the state. The state is not God. The Lord is God. The Lord Jesus Christ is God. His definition of marriage. You and I are one. And I love you. And I want to reconcile with you. Dorothy Jane, I love you.